In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, while you're up, why don't you head over to the Windowplex? Let's get ourselves a weather update brought to us by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right. Got a little patchy clouds. I would say mostly sunny. Winds are coming out of the east.
Bird scared me.
Northeast. At about crickets. I'd say 5 miles an hour if we're lucky. Gonna be a beautiful weekend. And I would say temperatures right now are in the low to mid 80s. As I see a plane confirming my wind direction.
Big Bird.
It is 83 degrees. Wind gusts are up to 14 miles per hour. The wind is blowing.
Perfect.
South.
You know why? Because I'm good at it.
Yeah, you know, we know how accurate you are.
You're good.
Are you golfing this weekend?
I only golf on days that end in Y.
You don't golf that much.
No, I don't.
You don't golf that much.
No, we got rained out Sunday.
That's why I was asking.
That sucked. Yeah, I'm golf this week.
Going to play. Still sticking to 18, though. Not a double.
No, target. I can't. My body. No. When I get to, like, the way my body is now, when I get to, like, 14, I'm like, whew. But the cool thing is we tee off so early and we keep going that it's not a long day.
This draw is going to take all hour, isn't it? Because we got Lauryn Hill.
Who's that?
That's El Boogie?
They got a laser light show going right now.
Oh, my God. They got Lauryn Hill?
Yeah. New Jersey. That's what they said.
She from New Jersey?
Yeah.
The final. So that's what Kevin Hart said as she was introed.
Oh, you were watching.
I was watching.
Okay.
I was watching.
You know how much, you know how much they had to pay Lauryn Hill to get Lauryn Hill on time to come do this?
I'm wondering how much money was didn't just she, spent on
didn't
this
she,
ceremony.
Didn't she ruin the Fugees reunion?
I mean, yeah. Wow, I'm
notoriously late, yeah?
It's notorious. Yeah, I'm really shocked. Like, they got her on time to do this.
Do you think they told her it was like, you think they pulled a move like where you just told it was 2 hours later?
Maybe.
Oh, so you got to do the mind games, tell her that it starts at 2,
yeah.
And then she shows up at 4 and it starts at 4:30?
Yeah. Right before the commercial, they said final draw. So, like, that was going to be this is it. You're going to find out every team and what group they're going to be. But before you find that out, there has to be a performance.
I heard Alexi Lawless was like, can we just get it going already during the break? So, hopefully.
Yeah, they've been there for 2 hours.
I would see. 3 hours now. I would absolutely go see Lauryn Hill in concert.
Be patient.
I know.
Crazy, man. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Pinks, by the way, tune in tomorrow as they take on Vancouver for the MLS Cup. That is on Fox, 2:30 p.m.
2:30? Man.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Huh?
What else are we going to do?
Championship Saturday.
Exactly. What time do you
expect? All championships.
Yeah. All championships.
So what time did you expect that game to be played?
I know. I personally would have done it a week earlier.
Wait, so you're going to do it against the final weekend of Rivalry Week?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Tonight, you got the Sun Belt Championship, James Madison against Troy.
And no, you got another. When does Tulane play?
That is also tonight.
Right.
That's the American Championship, Leroy. North Texas against Tulane.
Was that the Green Machine?
Yeah.
That's from Necessary Roughness.
Necessary Roughness.
Green
Sinbad.
Wave? Is that
Sinbad.
Green, green.
And Scott Bakula.
Yes.
Who also famous for NCIS.
No. Scott Bakula is known for Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap, but NCIS New Orleans.
It's more about Squiggy and leaping back in time. That's Scott Bakula.
You know they rebooted that.
And it was bad.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Joel.
Then we got Saturday. Your
Here
slate.
We go.
Big 12 championship.
12.
That's the big
noon.
One. That's
so that
one.
Starts at 11 o'clock local time.
BYU at Texas Tech.
That's the one that we all
Texas
watching.
Tech's a 12.5 point favorite.
We want them to blow the doors off of.
We want to blow.
Dude.
The
you got to hit your own button.
No.
Yeah.
Listen,
That's the short for blow up.
Yeah. I spent all of yesterday talking about the Gooch, so, you know.
No.
4 o'clock, you got Georgia at taking on Alabama. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Do we want Georgia to win?
Nothing's going to happen if they win. I think
Alabama's, I'm telling you.
Alabama's stuck.
Yeah, I think you want Alabama with 3 losses.
Yeah.
But I think they're going
to. But here's the thing, Vlad. Even if you say nothing's going to happen, let's put them in that situation.
Probably the least consequential is Indiana. Ohio State. Right?
Which is probably nothing's going to happen.
But you
in fact, I have a question.
No, they should not be.
Here's a question.
It should not be 3 Big Ten teams having a bye.
No, here's the deal. If one plays 2 and 2 beats 1 or 1 beats 2, should they still remain 1 and 2?
They probably would unless.
You see what I'm saying?
Unless,
you understand? If you're the first and second best team in the country.
Depends on the law.
And you play each other.
And if I'm the third best team in the country.
Do you think you should move ahead of number 2?
I won the conference championship. I should be ahead of the team that lost the 1 and 2 battle.
I thought you said the conference championship don't matter, though.
Then what's the point of them getting a bye? Because that's what's going to happen. If Texas Tech beats BYU, they're going to get a bye.
Right, but they still could get a bye at 3.
No, they can't if they lose.
The first 4 teams get a bye.
Right.
So I'm saying if one plays 2.
Right.
Whoever wins, should they still remain 1 and 2? You're still going to get
gonna
a bye.
They're not going to remain
them
a 1 and 2. How are they going to remain 1 and 2?
But because if the two best teams in the country play each other,
okay,
and they play a close game, why should one drop below 3?
They're not a conference champion.
My guess would be.
I got you.
My guess would be is if it was let's say Ohio State smokes Indiana or vice versa.
Oh no, that's a whole different conversation.
And then Georgia puts it up like they're going to jump.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
No, I got
that's
you.
Probably how it would
Georgia
work.
Georgia or Texas Tech is going to jump to number 2 because they're going to be a conference champion.
Okay,
one loss.
That's at 8 o'clock in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium.
So, in state,
technically
home game.
Mm-hmm. Ohio State is a 4-point favorite, though.
That's it. That's the lowest margin they've had all year.
Then we have at 8 o'clock, of course, the ACC championship. Duke.
Dude, first of all.
At 7-5.
Which way is the ACC headquarters?
Which way is Charlotte?
That way.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing yourself, ACC! You have a 7-5 team playing for your conference championship. It's embarrassing!
Even Manny Diaz knows it.
Even the team that's playing for the championship says it's ridiculous.
Duke takes on Virginia. Virginia's a 4-point favorite.
And they're only a 4-point favorite.
I mean, close to Durham.
Dude.
I can't defend that.
Dude, are they celebrating being in the ACC championship?
I think they are celebrating.
Wait.
Hey, they win it.
They've lost fewer games. They've lost more games than Miami's lost in the last 2 years.
That's right.
And Miami's never been to a conference championship. And
didn't they go to one and lose? Didn't they lose to Clemson?
They had to. There was a bow out in it. Yes, they lost to Clemson. They never won the ACC.
Right.
No, but they remember one time they were supposed to go to the championship, but they self-sanctioned. Yes, correct.
And I think, nonetheless, never won it.
Can I just? Nothing says something's up more than the ACC.
Look, in my lifetime, I never thought the Canes basketball team would have been to a Final Four faster than this team would ever win a conference.
Right. You know why? November. Like, this is the first year that they've been undefeated in November.
Also.
And how long? Like, a long time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Also, championship day continues.
When?
On Saturday.
No, don't bring – no. We're
UFC
not, no, we're not.
323.
Woo-hoo!
Marab Dvalishvili going for four title defenses in one calendar year against Pyotr Jan.
Fighting every month?
He doesn't stop fighting. He's the machine.
I wonder how they're going to get paid when it goes to just when there's no pay-per-view.
I don't know. This is the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
This is the last pay-per-view.
But isn't that weird, though?
Well, on ESPN, right?
Yes, then they will go to Paramount Plus. I think there's one more ESPN card next week, and then.
But isn't that crazy?
Like, it is crazy, but it's also I don't know how.
But that's how are they setting this up for somebody to come in and start offering these fighters a lot of money and do the pay-per-view thing again?
Skeptical that would work. I just think there's so much of a brand of the UFC. I don't know.
But eventually, like, people are going to get tired and not getting paid.
Dude, I barely can keep up with the PFL. And I follow this stuff, and I don't even understand what the PFL is doing. So I don't know who's going to swoop in and do that.
Okay.
You know?
I'm just curious because it just seems like.
And plus, Dana's already. The only person who would do that would be, like, the Saudi money.
And he's already.
And he's already in bed with them for boxing. So that's not going to happen.
All right.
Which is why there's people who are like wondering, like, you know, all the rights that are going on there and stuff like that with the Muhammad Ali Act. You know, that's more of a boxing thing than a UFC thing or an MMA thing. But it's, I don't think there's anywhere they can go. I don't think so.
That's crazy. There's always the Jake Paul go fight a big fight.
When you're done with your contract.
Yeah.
When you're done with your contract. Anyway, Marab Dvalishvili, he takes on.
Never miss one of those names.
Pyotr Jan. For the bantamweight title.
I thought it was
title.
Peter.
It's Pyotr. He's Russian. It's spelled P-T-R.
Peter.
You can say Peter, but that's not how it's said.
How is it said?
Pyotr.
P-E-T-R.
Yeah. You can call him Peter if you want. You're not going to sound proper, but it's fine.
You are telling me about proper.
Pyotr Jan.
Vlad.
Wait. You lost anything right here, Leroy Bemp, but you know that this is his. This is.
I know! House. Listen!
So, it's his
I know!
So you can't give him props and get upset.
It frustrates me even more that he has never gotten a fight name wrong. I'm saying we'll be looking at the sheet at a fight, right? A fight that's happening 3 hours. We're still wet from the pool.
Whoa.
No, we went to the what is it called? What was the name?
The Luxor.
Of not the Luxor. What's the outside called? The where the, all them people.
Wet Republic.
Right. It's like an outdoor club basically. Had food.
You didn't hear what you said.
What?
We both were wet.
Anyway. So like we go early to the fights because he likes to get there early. We get there. He starts spitting off these names. I'm like.
That's his wheelhouse.
I know, man. I know.
You know what?
Some people do call him. Like, you'll hear Chael Sonnen. He'll still call him Peter. He doesn't care. But it is Pyotr. From Serbia.
Why are you putting the R before? Why are you putting the R before the T and the R's after the?
Dude, I'm not asking the Russians questions.
No, me neither. Especially, hey, I'm telling you, that's the scariest I've been at a fight.
Anyway,
we were right next to the outfits.
Yep, Marab's beaten Jan already, so he's a -480 favorite. So, Pyotr is +350.
He's already lost to him.
He's lost to him a little while back, but
what do you think? Upset special?
I don't bet against the machine.
Okay.
I don't get it. I was thinking about doing a dog parlay, but I think what I'm going to do actually is I'm going to do the co-main event with the boxing card this weekend.
Okay.
So Alexandre Pantoja is defending his flyweight title against Joshua Van.
I thought it was girls. Sorry.
No. Flyweight men's title. And I think...
Flyweight?
That's 125.
You know how I feel about that.
Sorry, man. But Van is like 24 years old. He's kind of on a... I think... I might just throw a little something on him. And then on the boxing card, you got the WBC. I mean, just got absolutely obliterated by Terrence Crawford this week.
Oh, yeah. They asked him to strip the titles, right?
They did strip his title.
They stripped them from the title?
They did strip his title.
And what did he say?
He said, F off. He said, enjoy it. I have the belt back at home. Go. This ain't Reggie Bush. You're not taking it to be like the Heisman. by the way, he has multiple. I think he's got like multiple of them, so it's fine. But anyway, Lamont Roach, who a lot of people thought beat Gervonta Davis, but they fought to a draw. Gervonta Davis also strangely like stopped fighting in the middle of that fight. He's back in action. He's taking on Isaac Cruz, Pitbull. I like Lamont Roach, but Pitbull is a dog. Tasty.
Wait, he's done, man.
Lamont.
No. Don't knock him. Don't knock him. I'm not fighting
his name is Lamont.
Yeah, right. So that means he knows how to fight because he's been fighting since he was young.
Because his name is Lamont. And
guys like you kept on saying, you know, his name is Lamont.
But Isaac Cruz is just 5'2 of terror. Like, he's just every time.
Are we?
What? We saw him fight on the Benavidez card, remember?
Yeah.
And then we saw Fulton fight with the Timms.
Yeah. And what? When he fought, everybody was like, he's done, he's done. And he went in there and did work.
He did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he lost to Inoue, and everybody thought he was cooked, but Inoue is just that dude right now. Anyway, I like those.
So wait a minute. So is this the little people fights?
They're all little people fights.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm out.
Well, you're going to watch
it. I'm out, dude.
It's championship weekend.
Okay.
Leroy, why are you a height hater?
I'm not a height hater. It's not a height hater. Here, it's not a height hater or not. I just don't like when 220-pound guys fight because I don't think a grown-ass man should weigh 110, 115 pounds.
Isaac Cruz is a fun fighter.
I don't care.
Nayoya.
That's all. Flat. That's all. It's not me questioning their abilities. It's none of that. I just think if I'm watching two grown-ass men fight, somebody better be more than 120.
Nayoya Inoue is probably the biggest knockout artist, like the number one.
How much
one
is
one shot? 115.
Yeah. 115-pound grown man.
It's really fun watching him fight.
You know how much? I weighed 115 pounds when I was like 11.
But it's the sweet science.
Okay.
Take a break. We'll get back into the Dolphins. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is coming on up next. Everybody.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people.
and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Game Day Uncensored will come your way on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for the 1 o'clock kickoff. Oh, thanks, man. Great to have you. So we'll get going at 9 a.m. with Game Day Uncensored for Dolphins and Jets. Yay! Myself, Solana, Perk will join us. Kelly will join us.
If you add the Dolphins and the Jets wins together, you still wouldn't be in first place.
That hurts. That's true, though.
It just hit me. I was like, that's funny, not funny.
I don't mean to divert from the football, but I'm very
pot one.
So group
So Brazil is in pot one, group C.
Okay.
So we have four teams now, the three teams that
the US is in group because that's
group
the home.
D. We're already
so we already so now it's just
yeah, now we're picking all the pot ones. We're picking off the first team. These are what people would like to refer
Germany.
To. Leroy, I know you're not a soccer aficionado like me,
dude,
but this is what people would call the blue bloods of soccer.
Pretty much, you're right.
France.
So these
Brazil.
Are the top. These are the top qualifiers in the home countries.
Top qualifiers.
The home countries and top qualifiers get to be the top of the
right.
Okay,
so you got group E.
So
Germany,
Spain will probably be a top.
Netherlands.
Yep.
Netherlands was one. Argentina might get their own as well.
Netherlands is group F.
Yes.
And the Tom Brady is there cracking these open like an egg yes. or like a fortune cookie.
Oh, is that Tom Brady?
Yeah, they're bringing all the heavyweights. Brady, Shaq, Kevin Hart.
Who is the guy? It looked like Wayne Gretzky at the end.
It could have been.
Who's the guy who's next to what I think is Wayne Gretzky? Do we know who that is? I couldn't tell. They haven't zoomed in on him once. It's just we got Tom Brady and Shaq on the other side.
That's Mr. Fernandad from
Group G England. Is Belgium.
Spain. Like I tell you, all the heavy hitters. They're yep. going to yep. be the top ones.
The blue buds. I mean, they
France
got the list right
gonna
there.
France is going to get one. Yeah. And then
they got the pot one right there.
Argentina.
The defending champs.
Argentina.
Is Messi playing this year?
Yes.
He is playing the World Cup. Oh, this is his last World Cup? I thought last year was...
You know, they always say it's the last one, Leroy, until they want to go to the next one. You
I
know?
Mean, it's in the United States.
It's right there for him.
He don't got to travel much.
Yeah, dude.
What I tell you? Argentina.
There we
what
go.
What group are they?
They're group I, it looks like.
There is an I in Argentina.
There is. So the only teams left are France,
somebody said,
England, and
there's
Portugal.
No, somebody, I remember somebody saying... There's no I in team. There ain't no we either.
Is Aaron Judge there, I believe?
Is that who's on the end?
It might be Aaron Judge.
Who's that? Right
that's,
there.
That's Fernandad. That's a, he's a.
They're two.
British.
Two British. Are they broadcast? Are they
yes,
former
they're
players?
Broadcast. Well, he was a former player. He definitely was a former player.
Group J, Argentina. Wouldn't it be great if there was like a mystery? Psh, it's like. Somebody else gets in, like, out of nowhere. It's like, here we go. We have. All right, he's opening up that
England.
Fortune cookie. And
no. France.
No, no, no.
France. Are you serious with that?
So there's probably going to be a good chance that the group of death is going to be whatever Spain's group or France's group. That's probably going to be the group of death.
Are they randomly selected, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they say.
Why wouldn't you have soccer greats pulling this? Is this like, are they trying to dumb it down for America?
Yes.
I feel insulted a little bit.
Don't, because Fox is broadcasting the Olympics. I mean, the World Cup.
Portugal.
That's part of Tom Brady's $300 million contract. He's
well,
got to come
he's definitely
and do soccer fortune cookies.
He's going to do soccer fortune cookies. He's going to do a lot of interviews and breakdowns.
I mean,
listen, you haven't lived till you have Snoop Dogg a part of it. Snoop Dogg was all over the Olympics.
Do you feel like the fortune cookies are going to be too tiny for Shaq's hands when they get to his pot?
He's going to break them.
England.
All right, we finally have England. So all
That's
of our
it.
Groups are out. A is Mexico. B is Canada. C, Brazil. D, America.
Well, you know, the Germany, first, the ABCD are the four host countries.
F, Netherlands. Well, Brazil's not a host country.
Brazil's not a host country.
Oh, no, okay.
F is the Netherlands. G, Belgium. H, Spain. I, France. And then England was L. I missed one. Oh, there it is. Portugal. J is Argentina and K is Portugal.
I wonder if Ronaldo's going to play in this one.
Wasn't he like benched the last time though? I thought that was like the big swing in the GOAT debate the kids were talking about.
The kids?
Yeah, the kids.
The big swing was that.
Well, forever
Messi
it was.
Finally
yeah,
won
Messi won one and Ronaldo like wasn't even starting some of the games for Portugal.
I mean, he's old.
Has Ronaldo won one?
He won a Euro.
Who?
He's won a Euro.
No.
No, he hasn't won a World Cup. No. Either.
But he had one title before Messi had a.
Right. Well, for a while that was Messi's kind of come from behind moment. You know. Now
didn't they play together?
No.
No.
No. Long time rivalry, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, but if Ronaldo wants to kiss the ring, he can be part of the Pinks.
Is it was is Ronaldo Messi like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning?
Sure.
Yeah, that would be the would be a Brady Brady.
If you have to make it about our football, you know,
a little beneath.
I would think more of like a Barkov McDavid. You know, one is the guy with all the stats, but he's a ringless bum. And
dude, why are you so like holy smoke, Vlad? That's just terrible. Like, how could wow?
What? We're just having fun.
That's horrible.
You know what Connor could say? I'm playing this year.
Well, we'll see. You never know when.
So what's pot two?
You never cannot finish Wolverine.
The second pot.
The second pot of countries that will be divvied up.
Oh, so they go, oh, okay.
Yep.
And you get base. You get put in a pot depending on your qualifying or.
It's just like a potluck meal, dude. It's just luck.
No,
you're not in the
no,
blue.
It's not.
You're not in the blue.
No,
you're not in the blue bloods anymore.
No.
Now we're gonna go.
No,
to
the
like
home country's always pot one, right?
No.
Home country.
No. Leroy. No.
What?
Stop. You're gonna actually let him get away? You tried your damnedest.
We'll have one of the Koreas. We'll be in pot
he
two.
He said potluck.
Like work.
No, like a potluck. Yeah, like you know, like a
like Thanksgiving potluck.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, he tried to get away with that.
I'm sure. But yeah, you got Switzerland. Okay, here's pot two. You got Switzerland. Japan, I mean, probably Italy's in here, right?
You did imagine? The Italians make it this year?
Well, they got to make it, right?
No, because they,
who?
Senegal is in pot two. All right. Let's see. Who else? Who else is in this pot?
Oh, they haven't even separated them yet. They just put them in pot.
Independent Republic of Iran.
Oh, wow.
We
you
got
knew that, huh?
Korea Republic.
I told you
one of the Koreas was in there.
Listen. It's 48 teams, and there's certain teams. There's
apologize.
Teams, there's still teams that got to play each other in play-ins.
Dude, Ecuador's in this one. If that game's down here, man, they're going to go crazy. Remember all the people from Ecuador who came to watch Chito Vera against Sean O'Malley?
We need Colombians. We need all the beautiful Latin American countries.
Aussie.
Fight.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Australia. All right, we'll see how this all gets divvied up. We got to take a break. We'll play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday,
Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're dead to me. All right. Let's bury some people. But before that, if you guys want to see the Heat and Kings tomorrow night, be calling number 4 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. You can see some Heat and Kings. Also, the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival is going at Daytona International Speedway May 7th through 10th, featuring Guns N' Roses, Foo Fighters, My Chemical Romance, Godsmack, and a whole lot more. If you guys want to win, text the word METAL to 20357. METAL, METAL to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. Tickets are also available at WelcomeToRockville.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. I'll tell you who's dead to me.
No. Before we do anything,
what?
Fix your mistake.
I apologize to Iran.
What'd you say about
me? He said Independent Republic.
It's Islamic Republic. I apologize. My bad. I took a guess on the IR.
They're not independent.
I've only officially known them as Iran. I did not know. I apologize. I apologize, and also I apologize. Okay.
Right. And also, make fun of Shaq for not being able to.
No, no.
Well, that's who's dead. Who's dead to me is
Shaq's big hands.
The soccer fortune cookies and putting Shaq up there. You put him in a bad position. His hands are too big. It took him like 4. And then who is the guy who's
he's still going.
Oh, man. Well, they got one more.
Two drive. More. He's got two more. This one and another one.
Who is the guy who is the proper Brit there in the middle who's like, he's like, come on, Shaq. Get a hold of it there. Just
rip it up. Just crack it open.
Just crack it, Shaq. Crack it. Like, obviously, he's having issues. He's a behemoth. They brought very, very large athletes to this.
Yeah,
because Tom Brady's no small fry either.
Right.
So wait a minute. It's gonna be a person for each
pot,
each bucket,
each pot. So Brady, they got two more.
Who's the next two?
Brady did the top one. Shaq did number 2. Now we're in pot 3 and then pot 4.
Yep. By the way, Australia also dead to me because they're in our group.
No. So
did you redo?
So, like, you can't watch TV with this dude because he started going crazy soon as they announced Australia.
Sorry.
Doing all of his Australian stuff.
Yep.
Oh, they got Aaron Judge and they said a pickled Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, no. Aaron Judge should be able to.
Point for Twitcher.
Aaron Judge.
Why not?
I guess.
MVP. You're not going to get Shohei.
Well, yeah, he's not American. Does make sense?
And Vladimir Guerrero.
But again, it's kind of like, it feels like we're dumbing you down for all the American sports.
As they should.
Yeah.
All right, we got Norway in this one.
Ooh.
All right. Who do you got? Who's dead to you?
All right. Panama. So, I don't know who this lady was.
Uh-oh.
I was on the highway, and she was in the fast lane driving 55. And cars were going around honking at her to get over.
Old?
Yeah. So then I get behind her, and I pull around, and I honk my horn too. She gives me the finger. I was like, wait a minute. She didn't give those guys the bird. Why did I get the bird?
Intangible?
Yeah. Yeah, because no.
Timbo Slice says, bet that Australian Parliament bum again, Tobin. I don't know if he's still in office.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
What he didn't sign.
Some of the things that he was bringing to vote, he's probably not in office.
Cote d'Ivoire. I don't know who that is. Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Mm. Uh-oh. Aren't they good at MMA?
There was a guy who fought on one of the dirty boxing cards who was from Uzbekistan. Saeed, what the hell was his last name? Now it's going to bother me. I don't remember
his last name. So I would say to that lady, listen, you're getting honked at because you're driving 55 in the fast lane. I don't know why people think you can drive wherever you want. There's a big sign in the middle of 595 that says, slower traffic, keep right. You're slow traffic, ma'am. Move your ass over.
Ah, Said Yukup Kakramanov.
See what I mean, Vlad? Dude messes up in joy, but he gets that name right.
I think you're hating. I think you're hating.
I'm not hating. If I need to know how to pronounce something, I always call him.
All right, let's.
All right, that's hating.
Let's hand it over to Aaron Judge. Aaron, what do we have here for Group A?
What pot do we three. Have? Not Group A. Pot three.
Group A.
Wow. He looks taller than Shaq.
Okay, again, guys, we don't need you to swirl around the balls, though, because they already are disguised. I don't know why they keep doing it. They keep swirling it around like it's bingo.
South Africa.
All right. South Africa's taking on. They is in the Group A with Mexico and Korea.
They have a lot of good golfers.
My guy looks sharp. He's that suit.
He does.
He's rocking that suit very well. I like it.
Who's dead to you, Vlad?
Who is dead to me?
You feel good? Feel good on a Friday? Don't want to bury anybody?
There's not really anybody. You know what? Nah. The Lane Kiffin thing already passed by. Yeah. I mean, this is really the college football playoffs. Really, is really dead to me, but we kind of know this was going to happen. We know they're going to, they just needed, they needed something to get everybody upset.
All I'm going to say is, all you need to root for is BYU to lose. If Texas Tech crushes BYU, Miami is going to move up. It's going to be Alabama, Notre Dame, and Miami. And at that point in time, there is no way in hell. You heard it here first, and you've heard this from me for the last few weeks. No way in hell that you can take with these teams this close together and say the head-to-head doesn't matter.
All right, our Aaron Judge is about to pick our opponent.
All Wait, right. I mean, why do you need to be quiet? We can't hear it. You can read it.
All right, Aaron. Who do we have here in Group D? Oh, we're still in Group C.
Damn it.
No, we are in Group D. Who the hell went to Group
The U.S. will be
Paraguay! Paraguay, huh? All right,
They're giving the U.S. a good group here. Like, the U.S. should win in this group.
Big trouble. Yeah, dude. Australia and Paraguay? Come on, dude. If we took on Uruguay, maybe that's an issue.
Nah,
but not
if we
Paraguay.
Took on Uruguay, yeah.
Yeah, you know?
So the Solanas will be against us. The fighting Solanas. They fight when they go to the soccer game.
Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Judge has handled all this well.
What is that?
You could tell he knows how to use the baseball. That's Ivory Coast?
Yeah, I think that is the Ivory Coast.
What is it? Côte d'Ivoire?
Wow. That sounded beautiful, man.
Yeah, that's like,
they're right. These guys sitting back with their headphones.
You know what's funny? Vlad is over there dapping himself up. Nailed it.
I just, you know.
They got Germany in that group with Ecuador in Group
E. Why didn't they just put Ivory Coast?
Because that's not how they pronounce
it. Why did I call it Independent Republic of Iran when I thought it was just Iran?
And it's not called that.
It's Islamic Republic of Iran. But I didn't know. I'm sorry. Apologize. I didn't even know they added stuff to their name.
Oh, they added stuff.
Tunisia.
Can't say I've ever heard of them.
I've heard of Tunisia.
Have you? Well, they're taking on the Netherlands and Japan. Great for you, dude. I loved how frustrated the host got with Shaq. Come on, Shaq.
His big hands.
Just crack it open.
Yeah.
It's like, how about you guys? You should have gotten him bigger fortune cookies.
Like, he should have had footballs. Footballs that, like, just twist.
Shaq sized. You couldn't do that? All right. Who's going to group?
This
is
Egypt.
Egypt is going into Group G with
Italy and
Belgium.
Belgium.
Belgium and
is that Italy?
Egypt? I think that's Egypt.
No,
Italy's got to play in a there's going to be certain teams that
got to play their way in.
Yes. Same colors, but
no, we're going to get
It's going to be like the 16,
Group G.
Oh.
That's Iran.
Iran.
Right. It's going to be like the 16 versus 16 type of stuff going on in March.
I promise, Islamic Republic of Iran.
They have a play-in in the World Cup too?
Yeah, there's certain teams that that have to qualify still because they didn't win their group or get the proper amount of points in their group, so they got to play.
Oh,
the Scottish.
Scotland. Where are they going to? They're in Group H.
They're
against
passing.
Uruguay and Spain.
You know, the Scots, they're passing around a little flask.
Oh, dude. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Oh, that went to Group C. Oh, we had a wild card. Okay.
What's a wild card?
I don't know. I made it up. I was just surprised we went out of order. So Aaron Judge, you know, that rascal, he's going out of order, you know? He's picking his fortune cookies in the wrong way.
You saw how easily he just twisted off the cap of the
head? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's easy. The Saudis.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah. You know they're going to have some gold footies.
Yeah.
All that money they got.
Very rich group.
Look at them.
All right. They're going to Group H. Is that where they're going? Aaron Judge has confused me.
Group H.
Group H with Uruguay and Spain. Look at this guy with his. How come they still got the old school headphones? They don't go. They can't get some AirPods in there?
No, because you just plug into the seat. Mm. I've had to do that before.
You have?
Yeah.
For what?
Class.
Algeria is going to Group I with Senegal and France.
Wow.
Hmm. All right. Algeria. Cool flag. I like it. Well, that's our show, everybody. Sorry I can't do the rest of the groups for you, but I'm sure you will have your coverage on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana here on a Friday. Again, you got Game Day Uncensored coming your way on Sunday at 9 o'clock, so I'll talk to you rascals then. We got Heat Basketball tonight. Solana and Tommy Tog will get you going at 5:45. We got Canes Hoops tomorrow.
Is it Cup tonight?
No, Cup is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, okay.
This All is right. just a regular old Southeast Division.
Friday game. Okay.
Yep. But I got to win.
All right.
We will talk to you guys on Monday.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.